The name of Jesus and prayer. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet have you not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how say you then, Show us the Father? Believe you not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John chapter 14 verse 9-14. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. John chapter 15 verse 16, And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full. John chapter 16 verse 23-24, Effectual ministry in Jesus' name. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. Luke chapter 10 verse 17, And Jesus said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Mark 16:15-18. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 28 verse 19, And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Luke chapter 24 verse 47, The consequences of failing to believe in the name of Jesus. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. John chapter 3 verse 18-21. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he said, Where I go, you cannot come. And Jesus said unto them, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. John chapter 8 verse 21-24. This is really important. You have to know this. The name of Jesus is not a religious phrase to be used lightly, but the very power and authority of the Son of God himself. It is through this name that the Father is glorified, that prayers are answered, that joy is made full, and that the kingdom of God is advanced in word and in power. Jesus declared with certainty, Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. This is not merely a promise, it is the foundation of effective prayer, fruitful ministry, and true discipleship. In his name, demons flee, the sick are healed, the gospel is preached, and sins are forgiven. In his name, the disciples turned the world upside down, not in their strength, but in submission to the one who sits at the right hand of the Father. But to ignore his name, or to refuse to believe in it, is not a neutral choice. It is to remain condemned, to die in sin, to reject the only light that gives life. The name of Jesus is the dividing line between death and life, between darkness and light, between those who perish and those who believe. Therefore, believe in his name. Pray in his name. Preach in his name. Live in his name. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved, and through which the Father works, but the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.